Majid is going to choose a suitable dictionary for his English class. He's talking to his English teacher during the break.
Excuse me, Mr. Iramer. I wonder if you could help me.
Sure. How can I help you?
I'd like some information about a good English dictionary.
Oh, well, have you ever used a dictionary?
Actually, I haven't. But I've heard that using a good dictionary can really help me learn English better.
That's right. First, I recommend a learner's dictionary.
What is a learner's dictionary?
It is designed for foreign students. It also helps them learn English better.
Is there only one type of it?
No. In fact, dictionaries have different types, levels, and sizes.
What type do you suggest?
I suppose a monolingual dictionary is more suitable for you, because you can find word information in English.
And what about levels?
Well, there are usually three levels, elementary, intermediate, and advanced. For you as a high school student, an elementary one is okay.
Do I need a small size one?
Yes, a pocket dictionary. You can carry it wherever you go.
Oh, it's very good. And, is it expensive?
No, such dictionaries are not expensive. By the way, you can use a free online dictionary too. And also, there are some free dictionaries for PCs and apps for smartphones.
Thanks, that's a good idea. But I'd like to use a pocket dictionary.
A good dictionary gives the user information about words, such as spellings, pronunciations, and definitions. It also gives examples of how to use the words in sentences correctly. Therefore, it is essential to know how to use a dictionary. In this lesson, we provide you with some helpful tips on how to use a dictionary effectively.
1. Choose the right dictionary.
There are many different types of dictionaries, such as learner's dictionaries, general dictionaries, picture dictionaries, etc. Therefore, first identify your needs. Without choosing the right one, you cannot meet your language needs.
2. Read the introduction.
The best way to learn how to use your dictionary effectively is to read its introduction. This section explains issues like how entries are arranged, what information is offered in entries, and what abbreviations and pronunciation symbols are used throughout the entries.
3. Learn the abbreviations.
Different types of abbreviations are often used in the definitions for a word. This can be confusing if you do not know what the abbreviations stand for.
4. Learn the guide to pronunciation.
If you immediately jump into using the dictionary without understanding the pronunciation guide, it can be difficult to figure it out.
5. Read the guide words.
These are the two words at the top of each page that show the first and last entries on the page. These words will help you find the word you're looking for in the right letter section.
6. Read the definitions.
Once you find an entry, you can find the exact meaning of the word, its pronunciation, part of speech, synonyms, antonyms, and probably its origin.
7. Look for collocations.
Learning the meaning of a single word is not usually enough. Through sentence examples, try to learn words in combination to expand your vocabulary.
Oh, look! It's raining so heavily!
What would you do if it weren't raining?
If it were sunny, I would go to the park. I am really bored.
We can play one of our thinking games instead.
We could play Smart Kid if Sina were home.
This one is also fun. Let's try it.
Conversation 1.
This weekend is my birthday. I have invited everyone but Mina.
Why not? If I were you, I would certainly invite her. As far as I know, you were close friends at school.
Yes, but she has moved to another neighborhood. If I had her address, I would invite her.
What a pity. If I knew that sooner, I could help you.
How?
I could check it with my sister. She's her mother's friend.
Can you call her now?
Unfortunately, she is not available till next Wednesday. Sorry.
Conversation 2.
Are you okay?
I'm thinking about something.
What's wrong?
I have saved some money to buy a new mobile phone, but one of my friends is in trouble and needs some money. What would you do if you were in my shoes?
What is his problem?
I could tell you about it if it weren't a secret, but it's an emergency.
Okay. If I were you, I would give him the money. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Sometimes it is fun to think about things that will never happen. We can ask ourselves questions that don't have any real answers. For instance, we can think, what would I do if I had a time machine to travel with right now? Some people may say, I would visit the past if I had that machine. Or, I would visit the future to see the world and people of the future. Maybe you have thought about this. What would I do if I had this ability to talk to animals? What would I say? Some people would prefer to talk with cats or birds, but some would not like the idea. They would feel frightened.